broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. We got a lot to talk about. He gets fired, and maybe the guy he picked up was pretty damn good. Dalton Varsho with a big, big night. And if it's not for him, the Astros probably aren't going to the playoffs. Okay, let's just put it that way. Dalton Varsho with a three-hit night last night.
He's been as good as advertised, and he really wasn't advertised.
He wasn't advertised much. Not much, no. But he came through last night in a big way, and the Astros take care of that business. Taking care of business. The Rangers won as well, so you got a two-game lead. The Rangers got the Mariners these two. I never root for the Mariners, but I'm rooting for the Mariners over the next two games. They got two afternoon games with the Mariners. Mariners are seven back, so you don't worry about them.
They don't really try much anymore. They really
have packed it.
The Rangers beat the brakes off of them. Rangers will sweep them. They're a bunch of losers.
I'm with you on that one. They are
are a bunch of losers. Yep. They are. They're not even competitive.
No. 67-78. And it's just bad. That's just bad. And they play bad baseball. Bad, bad baseball. This is the last series the Rangers have with the West, which is a good thing because the whole division's a bunch of losers. They're done with the division after this. The Astros still got a lot with the West. They finished down the stretch with the Mariners for two and the Angels for four, or the Athletics, rather, for four. So they still got business to take care of. They took care of the business last night. Once again, Hayden Wesneski, he was pretty good. He was pretty damn good. He gave up a couple of runs, but the Astros were staked to a big 5-0 lead. Back came Trey Turner with the 2-run homer, got him to within 5-3, and then they get to it. Ended up 6-4 Astros with the win. Six innings and three earned runs. Another quality start. He gave up the home run, but otherwise, Hayden Wesneski has been pretty damn good. He's been pretty
easy. Well, all you want is, all you can ask for is a quality start. Yeah. You ate up six innings because this has become a big deal now is getting some innings for your bullpen. It's become a really big deal. If you can get six innings and just shave it down to three innings needed, or, if you're on the road and you're not playing well, it's eight innings. If it's a close game and you go six innings, then it's only, two innings. Because they don't have to hit in the bottom of the ninth, the home team. But it's kind of a big deal at this stage of the season. The bullpen has thrown plenty. Everyone's bullpen's thrown plenty because that's how baseball works now. Is you go as hard as you can and hope for four and two thirds. Not that unusual anymore. 5 2/3. Great job. You really did a great job. Six innings? What is this, a marathon, man?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
No, it's crazy.
So that's why Peter Lambert, now Hayden Wesneski, is a really big deal to eat up those innings. So, and quality start just means you went six and gave up three or less. And in this day and age, in this economy, you'll take it.
It was, Josh Hader has been, he's got a .89 ERA. 24 saves on the season. Gave up a run last night. He hasn't been, though, the dominant strikeout guy. This month, he's got 4 innings and 5 strikeouts. Last month, 14 1/3 with 15 strikeouts. The month before, 9 innings and 12 strikeouts, which is better. 13 innings and 21 strikeouts to start the season. So Josh has been good, really good. And he's got a .89, and he doesn't blow any saves. So I really
What's
am
your
not.
Problem?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, you're just looking at strikeout per nine is down this.
Yeah,
in the month of September.
In last month too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, if you can get it 10, what is it? It's over 10 though, right?
It's
10 per nine. Is it over that? I mean, that's still pretty good.
He's got 53 strikeouts and 11 walks. He's a 5-1 guy.
I'm waiting to. All right. So now what's the?
You're
so,
waiting for the.
Yeah. What's his issue again?
No, there's no issue. He's got a .89. I just am used to Josh Hader being dominant with the. He throws a lot of sliders now, as opposed to just trying to overpower you with fastballs, and you know, and he gets a lot of flyouts. He's got a lot of flyouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
which is, you don't, you know, you'd rather not have.
You'd right. Flyouts. Exactly. He had a stretch, was it a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I mean, where he was giving up homers? Is still 11.8.
This season? 11.8? Yeah. Yeah. And it's been, but again, well, he started out fantastic, 13 innings and 21 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was that month was great.
John's just being Lane Kiffin at halftime.
I know. He's just yelling. He's so mad with 31-3 lead.
We have Mike Elko here. See, when things are when things are going really well, then you gotta make sure that we don't get too comfortable.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's what Mike Elko told.
You go the opposite way of wherever the emotion is.
That's right. I'm opposite the emotion.
So we think he's having a good year. You think he's having a bad year.
I didn't say that. I not exactly said that. But what I'm saying,
you're actually right. This is something to be concerned about. This is the lowest strikeout per nine of his entire career.
Hmm.
Not even, actually by a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Last year was the lowest. His rookie year, how many innings? His rookie year was 12.8 in 2017. In 2025 with the Astros, so far with the Astros, it's been 13.3 in 2024, 13 in 2025, 11.8 in 2026. Steadily coming down.
See?
With San Diego, it was 13-6. With Milwaukee, it was 15-6, 15-6, 14-7, 16-4, 15-8. Wow. Actually, that's a big difference.
Yeah. To 11?
He is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I didn't say.
I'm just saying. You can tell.
That. No, but I'm just saying. That's what I'm used to.
No, his
I'm
strikeout per nine is legitimately down. Yeah. Yeah. It is down from where it usually. I mean, he's never been in the 12s except his rookie year, and he's in the 11s this year. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe just learning to pitch a little differently. He's getting a little older.
See, with your human eyes, sometimes you can see things and don't even, you know. I'm just used to him being a lot more. I don't think he uses his fastball if you look at his. You look at his.
Now, his opponent's OPS, his OOPS is also the lowest by a long shot for his whole career. 350 this year. That's literally last year's 574, the year before 591, the year before that 508, 737, 698, 421, 562, 591, like 484. He's 350.
Yeah.
Opponents OPS this year. Yeah. 350.
They do hit a lot of fly
Tim
balls.
Tim Bogart hit better than that.
Yeah, right.
Chaz at the end had a higher OPS.
Jake
has never had an OPS that low.
So why we gotta pick on guys? Opponents, you immediately go to Tim Bogart.
Opponent's batting average, 117, lowest of his career.
Yeah.
So the strikeout per nine's lowest of his career, but so are these opponents' batting average, which makes sense kind of around baseball. It's come way down. But the OPS is like way, way down for him. So and he's allowed one home run all year long.
And was it last year or the year before, I think it was, where
he's allowed four RBIs all year long.
All year, yeah.
What?
But what was it? The year before, where he gave up a bunch of home runs, maybe his first year here. I think it was his first year here. He gave up a bunch of home runs.
Hasn't hit a batter for his entire season. It'd be the first time of his entire career if that happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's putting.
So he's putting together
putting
some
bat on ball against.
He's
him,
putting together some pretty strong. Some pretty strong.
I think again. I think he's throwing more sliders than ever.
Yeah, it's his lowest pitches per batter faced of his career.
Mm.
So, I mean, these are career.
Again, if you don't have a lot of strikeouts, if they are putting bat on ball, it's going to be less pitches.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yep.
I mean, 11.8 is still good. It's just low by his standards.
Right, right. So, you know, with your human eyes, you can get perceptions of stuff. We got the NFL season starts today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through, and we got to go through all the games this weekend. It was some of the lines we haven't even looked at them are eye opening and what can happen here. Some good football games that we need to go through today. Like you said, we're going to have Mike Elko at 8:00.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dell is a hater. You're an Aggie hater, right? I mean, we've heard you. Oh, well, how many points did they score in the playoff
game? I'm not an Aggie hater for pointing out they've had an issue scoring touchdowns in games that matter at home over the last couple seasons.
At least last season.
Well, even against Texas. They didn't score an offensive touchdown in that game.
Last year, right?
No, 2 years ago when they had a chance to go to the SEC title game.
And they didn't score a touchdown.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown. They scored a defensive
one. Yeah, but this is a totally different team.
Well, the same quarterback is there.
Yeah, but right. But a totally different
And the
different
same
team.
Coach is there.
But a totally different team.
Yeah, they have a new OC because Colin Klein's now at Kansas State.
Right. And he was, you know, he got that Kansas State offense then going.
Well, we'll see.
Where the quarterback takes the ball and then just takes a couple of hops.
That shuffle that he used to do and then pick a lane and just run quarterback power.
Right.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
I called it the two hopper.
Yeah. I was like, it's an interesting way to get started. Yeah.
It is. And it was. That was Colin Klein. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, you're probably young. But that happened. He used to just, like it was a little league game, like a Pop Warner game, where you snap it to the quarterback, and then he just picks
a hole. He wasn't a dual threat quarterback. He was a run quarterback.
That's all.
That's why whenever you're like, Colin Klein is the play caller. What? Are we sure?
Yeah.
Are we sure in today's football, Colin Klein is going to be calling the plays?
Yeah.
There's only so much midline option he can run.
By the way, did y'all see Taylor Heinicke get his number retired by Old Dominion?
Yes, I saw it. It looked like something right out of a country club. It looked like he had a sweater tied around his neck and his little beautiful blonde wife is staring into his eyes.
That was the whole thing.
It's Stepford wife.
Forget the Ole Miss girl. Holy crap. Yeah. Taylor Heinicke is living a good life. Holy. And that, if anybody looks at you like that, like she was looking at him, you won in life.
I swear to you, it really looked like it was right out of a country club.
Yeah.
Like they were announcing he was the club champ or something.
Well, I mean, it looked like, man, the beautiful people are all here today. It's just a great day to be at Old Dominion. Anyway, LSU has decided we ain't fighting this fight no more. Boy, the SEC came in
the day before the afternoon before. It was literally they were gearing up for a bigger fight. Like they were going to pick a bigger fight and something. You know, isn't this interesting that the NCAA, these are quietly. When other teams have stepped in, Nebraska said, we're not playing Texas Tech ever again. Georgia, we're not ever going to play Texas Tech.
No.
Texas Tech folded up. I don't know if they folded up, Sorsby folded up. They didn't like the heat. I mean, they did not like the heat. They melted, and Sorsby went bye-bye. He's not playing college football. And Texas Tech went bye-bye. They said, no, we're not doing this. Now Lane Kiffin tries to start a fight with the SEC. Dr. Cogslaughter was on with this SEC guy and said they were going to have their judges, who were the best judges.
Yeah.
The really good judge.
Well, didn't his wife pose for the woman with the blind justice?
Yeah, the blind justice was, his mom did that.
That judge.
And he was born
mom.
Into justice.
Right.
Into blind justice.
Right.
And so that obviously you're going to get the right call there.
Mm-hmm.
But as LSU didn't want that fight. I mean, ultimately, when you realize you're fighting against an entire conference plus – and there's that much money on the line. You don't want to, like, you can act like, oh, go screw yourself. Even Lane Kiffin, the ultimate GFY head coach. Because if there's a head coach who's saying GFY to everyone, it's Lane Kiffin. And even he realized, this is not the fight I need to fight. Not for Daquan Wright. This isn't a quarterback. Not for Xavier Harris, who, by the way, is both of those guys can play. They would have helped LSU. But he's not. If it's not for a quarterback, he ain't doing it. And Texas Tech had a quarterback, and they wouldn't do it. So I think it gets really – once you start dealing with everybody at the playground hates you, it's apparently a lot to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC did file suit, and they were going to vote to expel LSU. Listen, it was wrong from the start. We see other teams like
– this is kind of bothering me, like – Well, no, the difference, and Willie Fritz said, the difference, you said, is that the difference? He said, yeah, it's a difference. Like Stephon Johnson, these guys who were undrafted and made it to a mini camp, they made it to a tryout.
It's a tryout.
They made it to a tryout.
It was a tryout.
But really, that's the difference is you made it to a tryout versus
camp. You signed a contract and you were in mini camp.
Yeah,
were in training camp.
Yeah, training camp versus a tryout.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, that's a big difference, I think.
What is the difference?
Well, First of all, it was just because for these kids that you didn't get money. Their fifth year.
You got some money, I guess.
Yeah, you did get money.
That's the only difference I can see is you didn't make a team. You were there longer. You got a check.
You got a chance to right. The other guys didn't. And
the other guys did because they got a tryout.
So I still
You thought coffee wasn't going to defeat you this morning, it did. And it's defeated you.
I still feel like that Daquan and Xavier, they did get screwed on this deal.
They did, you said?
They did feel it. I do feel like. Because those other guys, you know, they went, because they weren't good enough to go to training camp, they get to go back to college and they get to play this year and get paid this year. Those guys were good enough to get to training camp, but not good enough to make the teams. And they come back and they can't play. But just because we were better
than
them.
They were better.
Just because we were better than those same guys, than those guys that were in the same situation as us, we get penalized.
Yeah, I don't see it really any different. Like, I don't think any of them should be allowed to. However, I think it should be moving forward and not, I don't think it should be, you know, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, we're so worried about anyone getting screwed ever.
Yeah.
We're so worried, about, unless it's Jose Altuve and then people don't care about that, but. Everyone's so, I don't want to, I mean, sometimes, I'm sorry, the 22, the people who came in 22, I'm sorry that everyone in a 26 draft who's got Cole Hudson and Stephon Johnson, Ghost Rouser, Xavier Harris, I'm sorry, you guys just aren't, you know, we're going to start this year. Your class is the one that doesn't get to do it. We made this decision, you know, after you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this is the start point. Like, you know, but it's not fair to them. What they got a billion COVID years. What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, right.
Every one of those guys had additional COVID years. So no, it's actually okay. It's no, we don't want to hurt them. Well, but they got it, then they should get it too. What about the 21s? What about guys? It's okay. Stop trying to be Captain Save a Player all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It should start like none of them should have played, or all of them should get a play.
Well, there's so much money now.
I kind of do feel like. This is a little strange that U of H and Texas and all these other schools have players that will play because they didn't get further along because
right.
they just they like you said, enough. They weren't good enough. But the ones that were good enough but not good enough to make it, well,
they
you're in the same spot.
For being better.
They were but Daquan Wright was out of he was done. He had played 4 years. He was done. What's the difference between him and Cole Hudson? Just one went further?
Yeah.
Just one got a
That's
check
right.
to be in the camp.
That's right.
That's the only
That's
difference. It. See, that to me is like, if you're going to be Captain Save a Player, then save all of them.
Yeah.
It's right. just, I just think it's just wildly inconsistent.
It really is.
And I don't care if it, like, I'd rather none of them played, honestly.
Right. No, if you were done, you went to you went to a camp, whatever it is.
And I'm not for Lane Kiffin getting
wins. You're
done.
That's how it's always been.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776, but LSU is off the hook. They're not going to get kicked out of the SEC now. So congratulations to LSU for actually staying in your conference. I am talking about, oh, my gosh. Do you think I had any Coors Lights yesterday?
I know you did. I know for a fact you did. And you were drinking bottles, not cans.
Right. I was drinking the brown. I love the brown bottle.
I saw you with your, had your cooler, and it was not.
It wasn't.
It was
manly.
Not empty. It was.
It wasn't manly either. It was. I don't know where Chad got that.
Well, I didn't see it. I just saw it was full of.
Yeah,
full
it was
of bottles.
Some kind of a carry bag or something. And we made it a cooler, and we were at our fantasy draft last night, and we had us a good time. A good time was had by all. And listen, it was cold, clean, crisp, and it was refreshing. It was the best fantasy draft ever because I was refreshed. I felt like I was refreshed all night. I mean, I said some things that probably you thought, hey, he's really refreshed tonight, didn't you? So here's the thing is I'm all about that life. I want you to be about that life. I'm doing my part to keep Texas chill. You need to, too. We love Coors Light more than any other beer in this state, okay? So this is where we need to draw the line. Don't cross the line. Don't be on that side. Be on the good side. Be with cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing every single day. Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Bang.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, speaking of Coors Light, Todd and I are going to be at Nick's place today. We got our shows there. Noon. It's after your show, right?
Noon to 6.
Who's doing the noon show?
It might be Will Kunkel. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. We're going to be there from noon until 6 at Nick's place today to kick off the NFL season. And we'll be giving away Coors Lights at Nick's place today, starting at about 3:00. So if you're in the neighborhood and you want some free Coors Lights, and who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Got a correction. It'll be the bullpen guys out there from 12 to 3. Okay.
The bullpen is going to be out
there. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so we'll be there about 3. The bullpen guys will be there noon. And then Jeremy should be there. Jeremy and Joe will be there from 3 to 6. And we'll be there. I'll be there yelling at them probably from the bar. You know, just screaming stuff at them for no reason. Because I don't know why I do that, but that just happens sometimes.
We fully expected that.
Yeah. And so that'll be fun. We're kicking off the football season at Nick's place today. And free Coors Lights. So come on out and hang out with us today. A couple of things before we get to that CJ thing. The tennis yesterday may never have been better.
Wouldn't know. It was too late.
It was ridiculous.
Alcaraz, did they have a power outage like at Florida State? How in the hell did Alcaraz versus
Ben Shelton
get started that late? That's Eastern time.
Because the match before them was 9 hours.
I wouldn't know. We didn't have TV on in the fantasy auction I was doing.
No, we didn't, because it's a slum. Well, I don't know why we're doing it in the slums like that, but okay.
Well, so you have and actually this has actually happened in the past where you've had super long matches and the next match lasts. This isn't the first time the U.S. Open has gone late. Gone very late. But you have a headliner, a relative headliner. I mean, you got Alcaraz, and you got the American, Taylor Fritz is probably the best, and then Ben Shelton is second best.
Well, here comes Tiafoe.
And Ben Shelton, I'm talking about American. Mm-hmm. And then Ben Shelton beats Alcaraz. And that's what happened last night. Ben Shelton.
Tiafoe's from America, too. Thank you.
Tiafoe?
Yeah.
Isn't he French?
No, he's America. Okay.
He is?
Yeah. Very much so. And he beat another American, Alex Mickelson.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Francis Tiafoe.
Yeah. Right. He spells his name funny, Francis.
Well, yeah. No. Yeah. I think, was he not? Okay.
No, he's American.
I always thought he was a French
No, he's not. He's not a Frenchie. Goodness gracious. Give America some credit. Hey, we're playing some tennis now.
Okay. Tiafoe, yeah. Tiafoe's right there. I mean, it's still Fritz and Shelton, but then Tiafoe. At least for the season.
He's playing great, though, his last couple of matches. He came back from down 2 sets, and he was about to lose the third, fought back, won that.
He was born in Maryland.
Won the fifth.
He was born in Maryland.
Yeah.
I'm just putting Tiafoe on France.
Well,
probably Tiafoe.
Don't forget the French we had. There was some French influence in America back in the 1700s. So.
Well, yeah. I don't think he is going to be involved in any of that.
Well, you don't know.
Well, I do, if you want me to go to his lineage and his parents.
Mm-hmm. You don't know.
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're immigrants of Sierra Leone. So they are, his father immigrated to the U.S.
In the 1700s?
His father immigrated in 1993, not the 1700s.
Not the 1700s.
And he began working as a day laborer on a construction crew.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That built a
but
junior
you know
tennis.
A lot about him. That now that he's not French anymore.
Yeah, now I'm now like, oh, French man, anymore. Now that he's American.
Yeah, right.
Now that he got a citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's had it forever.
But we had 4 guys in the quarters.
He lives in your hood, Chicago, Illinois.
He does?
No, I'm lying. He lives in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. Of course he does. He doesn't live in Chicago to play tennis. Nobody plays tennis in Chicago.
You know what? Go outside and hit a couple balls around. It's 32 degrees here in May. Yeah.
Right. Right. No. We're not doing that. Anyway, it was great tennis yesterday. Alcaraz out.
Alcaraz out.
Ben Shelton.
Holy cats. He's got a real shot of winning now.
Yeah.
The U.S. have a real, good luck beating, who is it, Zverev? Who's rolling through everyone right now?
Yeah, Zverev is looking good.
Yeah, he's been rolling through everyone.
Yeah. Well, we don't know anything about it, but
I haven't watched. I've watched some women's tennis.
I watched the
tennis.
Tiafoe yesterday. It was great.
I've watched some women's tennis.
Yeah. There's just one reason for that. Because Five Star gives you winners. That's why. Yeah. By the way, when is Five Star? Is he on Fridays at what time?
He is on Fridays at 9:30.
9:30 or 15?
Yeah. No, 9:30.
Well, we gotta beat the limo guy too. People want.
We'll have him at 9:15.
9:15.
Yeah, 9:15. Or 9:10. We probably need to do it earlier.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so you guys got to keep on listening for that. You can win 4 tickets to a game along with the limo ride there and back, courtesy of Warehouse Live. So, yeah, that'll be at 9:15. Well, 15 minutes will be enough. 9:15 every Friday. So you guys got to stay tuned for that. And a reminder that, you know, all you can eat ribs on Saturdays at Damaris Barbecue. Great place to watch your college football. Get your college football on and get your ribs on. They're delicious. Delicious. So make sure that you got different kinds, too. You can get the sweet. You can get the original, whatever sauce you want. And you can get baby back, or you can get, what's the other kind of ribs? Not baby back. Whatever.
St. Louis?
Is that what they are? I know the longer ones.
St. Louis style, baby.
Yeah, whatever they are. Anyway, you got your choice of that. So we got that going on. All right. This CJ thing is getting, with Baker Mayfield signing, it's actually a 4-year, $205 million deal, 50, 50, 50, and 55.
Mm-hmm.
So it is disturbing. Now, a lot of people are like, well, now CJ got to get his bag. Well, you know, it's not, it now I think that's at least the starting point.
Yeah.
Because there is zero chance that they're going to take less than Baker Mayfield.
Well, and it doesn't matter if you think CJ's worth it. It's really irrelevant. Yeah. I mean, this is an economics thing where what is the market value? And the market value was just reset for tier two quarterbacks. I don't even know if Baker's a tier two quarterback, but the market, that's the problem, is quarterbacks are getting paid. They're all getting paid similar money, even though they're very dissimilar in their abilities. Like Josh Allen and Lamar, guys who won MVPs, right? Or guys of Joe Burrow, although we give Joe Burrow a lot of credit, even though he's injured a lot. But, you know, the high-end, Matthew Stafford, the high-end quarterbacks don't really make that much more than Baker Mayfield now. That's dumb. Yeah. That wouldn't happen. You know, in basketball, it happens. In baseball, it would never happen.
Mm-hmm.
In baseball, you don't make what Ohtani makes. Like,
I don't know. Kyle Tucker's right there.
Yeah, but just because you're next
and
up.
But
he's been a really good player during his career.
Yeah, but not Ohtani.
No, but Ohtani makes, what, 70, 80 million?
70.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle was shorter term.
No, actually, when by the time he gets it, it's like 46. No, seriously.
How long?
That's what they decided. It was with how much depreciation there will be over the 10-year period.
Well, he chose to do that so he could cheat, so that they could cheat.
So they could cheat,
they could cheat. But I just know this. Baker Mayfield getting $55 million a year has completely altered that second tier, tier 2.5 maybe, 2.5. It's just altered what it is. So now David Mulgeta, the agent, has said, okay, 55 starting point. And we will not take less, but more than likely they won't even take that. So if you think the deal's getting done, only if the Texans are willing to hit $60 million. If they're willing to hit $60 million, I'll bet you they'll do a 4-year deal tacked on to, you know, they'll do a 4-year deal with more guaranteed money than Baker Mayfield, a $240 million deal with maybe he's going to shoot for probably $190 million guaranteed, and that's after this contract and the next contract. Let's remember, CJ's under contract 2 more years, like literal rookie contract for 2 more years. Now, this is what we were talking about, though. If you, and I brought this up last week, I ask you, do you think CJ Stroud is going to be a Texan? And you said yes.
Yes.
If you believe he's going to be a Texan, every year you wait, all you're doing, if he even plays just average football, which 19 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last year, 213 yards passing per game.
He took care of the ball in the regular season.
It's very, well, I mean.
No, he did. He was one of the best in the league.
Eight interceptions to 19 touchdowns is not great.
No, his interception rate was like one of the best in the league.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Okay. It's, to me, that's not great, 8 interceptions in terms of the amount of passes he throws, but that's fine. It, his touchdown interception was the worst of his career. He's average. He's an average guy, is what he is. Relative to the best quarterbacks, he's not in the top 8 to 10. If you're not in the top 8 to 10, then you're not, then you're not, then you're, now you're in average territory. Once you get to about, you know, 12 to 18, that's average, and the rest of them are replacement level.
Turnover rate last year, Caleb Williams was the best at 1.2%. Justin Fields, 1.32. Aaron Rodgers, 1.46.
Aaron's always
Jackson Dart, 1.52. Jalen Hurts,
Jackson Dart was
1.52. Jordan Love, 1.58. Michael Penix, 1.61. CJ, 1.62. And now, like, J.J. McCarthy was 4.56.
We don't care. J.J. wasn't even a full-time guy.
Shadour was 4.3.
Wait. You're going with the worst of the worst.
Sam Darnold was 3.71.
Yeah, Sam was higher.
And then none in the postseason. See, that would be fine with me if CJ would have been higher turnover rate in the regular season and great in the postseason.
Right. We'd be looking
at Sam Darnold.
We'd be looking at a probable Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but CJ's going to make more than Sam Darnold, though.
Yeah.
Sam's in the 40s.
It took Sam longer.
Sam's in the 40s.
Yeah.
Sam's in the 40s. So, I mean, CJ per year.
Well, if Sam has another big year, they probably give they
Well, so the point is that with an average season, if he plays like this is kind of your nightmare, because if he plays, let's say he has another 19 touchdown, 8 interception season, miss a couple more games due to injury, whatever they are. Let's say he does the exact same thing. And let's say he gets to an AFC championship game, plays okay, whatever the case may be. Or let's say he doesn't and gets beat even in the first round. It doesn't change anything. CJ's price tag is going to be higher than Baker Mayfield's. So every year that you wait, all you're doing is pushing a number up. And I understand that if we're looking at it and we're trying to create a valuation based on play and performance, it's lower, but it's lower for most of these guys. Baker Mayfield sucked in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Baker sucked in the second half of the season. He just got $55
million. It's so hard, though, to find a guy that you actually can call a decent quarterback.
Yeah, it's really these quarterbacks are making money just for being a quarterback.
I was watching Evan Washburn this morning. We'll continue this on the other side because we're behind. But there's a lot to talk about. If you want to get in, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
If
you're a CJ
truther
or you're a CJ hater, you're more than welcome.
Every year I'm just a CJ. I think this show's just honest about CJ. But if you're being a realist, you also have to understand the CJ is going to get paid over $55 million a year. That's the rate. For Baker just reset the rate for an average to slightly above average quarterback.
Yep.
And I swear to God, your guy, David Mulgeta, is not going to start at $55
million. Zero chance. Time to talk about HRMP, though. Time to talk about those people. I like to call them those people because they're not me, but they are good friends of ours. Actually, they're partners in our business. They're partners in a lot of businesses. They make sure that they don't win unless you win. They don't do well unless you do well. They want your bottom line to be so much better. They want it to be easy. It's easy peasy when you're doing the payroll. It's easy when you're doing your taxes. It's easy for your HR. It's easy with your benefits packages. Easy. That means you're at peace of mind with all of that stuff, as opposed to how much, oh my God, we've screwed up payroll again. Oh my God, we got to hire more people for payroll. Oh my, look at how much this is costing us. Let's get the accountant to talk about the taxes and everything, Affordable Care Act, all of those things that you're worried about. When you're worried about that stuff, you're not worried about selling whatever it is that you sell. So whatever it is that you sell, you do that because you do that well. And you've got employees and you've got a good business. Let HRMP do what they do. So if you're bogged down with that stuff, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. I did that. That's what I did.
Yeah, we're tied in late. We had our fantasy football auction, and it's funny. At one point, how about this? If you're a sports talk listener, it's me, and it's John, and it's Sean Pendergast, and it's Adam Wexler. And this is a league I put together the very first year started radio, and I had some listeners, and John didn't play fantasy football back then. Fantasy football wasn't as big when we first started in 97.
I played originally, and then I left.
You were there the first year?
I was there first year.
Oh, I didn't even remember that. Yeah. At SRO?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even remember that. Mm-hmm.
But I left the league.
And oh, came okay. Back. Yeah. So it was, and we got listeners like Pat O'Neill, Tony mm-hmm. Pratt, guys that they were young guys, and we all started early, and they were listeners of the show. Pendergast was a listener, and he was, you know, called Jim Rome. He wasn't in radio. And a lot of those, Chris Solis is a friend of mine. I took Chris Callahan, who's in another league that we were with him, say, I'm starting a league on the radio thing. And we started an auction league, which I just thought it sounded fun. And then I said, hey, Sean, you want to help me organize the league? Well, over time, Sean's kind of taken it over, to which I was very happy with, because he does a lot of work on that. And we've had Dennis Lindsay, who was with the Rockets, became the GM of the Utah Jazz. Dennis was in it a couple of years. He brought Shoe. We had Daryl Morey come in for 1 year, and then he was out. We have had one felony charge. I think the guy ended up getting reduced to a misdemeanor.
A lot of divorces,
one heart attack, a felony that was that guy ended up leaving the league after the felony, although he stayed out of jail. We had a jeweler in there. Our guy Kaloj came in and then had to go back to New York again. Went back. So we've had a lot of, it's been a long, long league. We were going through all the different places we've had our mock drafts. And so yesterday it's, Michael P. Davis, our very first producer.
Rusty was our first.
Well, Rusty was a board op. Yeah. Michael was the producer
of the
show.
That's true.
And he was our very first producer.
Off the window.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different one where I got pissed off at him. Because he'd come back with, we'd send him down and like, hey, can you get us breakfast? And yeah, and he was really passive aggressive against me for some reason. So he comes back. This can't be real. He comes back. We would get, this is just so much, this is no wonder I gained so much weight early on there. I would get a bagel with cream cheese and we'd get these 32-ounce like Cokes. I wouldn't even drink a Diet Coke. And we would get, and every, like, it just, more and more cream cheese would be on this thing. And I started realizing he's asking for extra, like he's doing this to be passive aggressive. There's probably a full inch of cream cheese between the two halves of bagel. I get so mad. For those of you who've seen the video of me throwing my shoe against a wall when Brad Ausmus, I thought, could be a GM candidate at one point, I was so mad at this that it was like it ruined the whole bagel.
So there's a giant window that you can see into just like the studio.
Yeah,
just
it's
like
glass. It's a dual-sided glass.
Yeah. And Lance took the bagel.
I opened the bagel up with the cream cheese side open, and I threw it as hard as I could against the window.
And it just slid down.
And it just
down.
Stuck, it slowly, and it started slowly sliding down.
That was
cream
so
cheese.
Funny.
I was so
furious. If
you
thought the shoe throw was funny, you should have seen the bagel throw.
I was furious.
That was great.
Oh, God, I was so mad that he just kept. I'm like, I paid for this?
Yeah, that's funny.
But anyway, he was there. Michael's in our league, too. And at one point, Larry and Stafford, and I'll holla. Larry and Stafford is the auctioneer because Sean had him do the auction last year because our two guys who usually do it, who are also listeners of Sports Talk Radio. A lot of this is about listeners of Sports Talk Radio or being in Sports Talk Radio. The other auctioneers can do it. So Larry and Stafford, he asked Larry to do it. And so Larry did a good job last year. Well, Larry was there. Our other two guys were there. They were all taking turns. And at one point, Michael goes, hey, Larry, who's the best sports talk show in Houston? And everyone laughed. We had three different shows. Members of three different shows in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Larry goes, oh, they're all great in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, no, you got to pick one. He goes, I guess the guy whose apartment this is, whose high rise this is.
Yeah, except that high rise, what a slum. Can't even get the TV on.
Yeah, we didn't get the TV on again for the year, too.
Again. All
right. We got to break it. So coming up, Mike Elko is going to join us at 8 for you Aggies. 9 o'clock, Trevor Sikkema, formerly of PFF. Yeah. He is great with when you were gone to. You're gone one time in East River Night. He hosted an hour with me and Dell. We did NFL talk. And so he has now got a new show with Brett Collerman on NFL Plus, the NFL Pro show. And we'll be talking about the NFL season, which begins today. It's 7:46 right here on ESPN 97.5.
So there's a the football season is here, right? And it starts today. Well, download this app, FLIFF. FLIFF. Download the app right now, and you, my friends, are going to be able to start playing. You can play for free, or you can play, or you can purchase Fliff coins, and receive Fliff cash as a bonus on every purchase every day. Okay. And what is a purchase? Well, a purchase is you pick a sport, you pick a game, you pick a team, okay? Whether you're following your favorite team all season, watching primetime games with your favorite, you can, or you can pick a team that you hate. It doesn't matter. Fliff adds an extra layer of excitement to every game. You're rooting hard, you could be rooting harder by fliffing. It's a verb now, okay? Fliff. And fliff around and find out, okay? Football is even better when you got something riding on every drive, every touchdown, every interception, okay? Play for free every day with Fliff coins, or purchase Fliff coins and receive extra bonus Fliff cash on every purchase every day. You put in my promo code John G to get started, and there's bonus Fliff cash involved. When you put in my promo code at Fliff, download Fliff, use promo code John G. Download Fliff now. Fliff around and find out. You got to be 18, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited, and restrictions apply. See terms of use for eligibility at getfliff.com and full promotion rules at Fliff Inc. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Glad you could join us. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome. We got Mike Elko joining us at the top of the hour. So thank you to him. I think we're going to get him, what, semi-regularly or every once in a while, that kind of thing.
Was it last year? Was it regularly?
No, I don't. Was it last year?
With A&M, it's always been hit or miss.
Yeah, we don't know.
Jimbo.
We had Jimbo, but Jimbo when Jimbo wanted to show up.
Yeah, if things were going good.
Norvell ain't going to last, but I don't. My buddy of mine said Jimbo's going to try to get that Florida State job again.
Oh, yeah. Jimbo's. But, I know somebody who's good friends with Jimbo who said he's
dying to get back in.
He's dying to, and he doesn't want to take a low-level job, but he'll take a lower job than you think. And he just can't. No one's biting. But he was on the ACC network, and it's just an undeniable Jimbo. When you hear him, you know, right now, what they're doing right now with the lights is just unbelievable. And we're having things that are going on right now, but behind the scenes were absolutely unbelievable. These kids got to understand something right now. Well, they got to get ready to lock it up, but they can't be doing it today. This is in the best kid's interest to play tomorrow. We got to play the game tomorrow. And somebody said, well, but, you know, getting everybody back in, like, it's probably best to play it today, right? Because they've paid money and they've got expenses that they've incurred and they've got hotels. Like, oh, they'll come back tomorrow. Everyone's coming back tomorrow. They'll come back tomorrow. Let's play this game tomorrow. This is Florida State when Florida State had the, you know, the power outage. And he's just like, no, I'll just play it tomorrow. Everyone will come back. Coach, not everyone got a $75 million buyout.
Yeah, right.
Other people have jobs. They've got hotel expenses. They've got flights, potentially, you know, and coming from Dallas, the Fort Worth area. Like, Coach is just like, no, this isn't right for them to play right now. We got to play it tomorrow. Play the game tomorrow. Everyone's going to be fine. The stadium will be filled up. Everyone's going to come back tomorrow. Ain't going to be no big deal. They'll just show up another day, just one day later. Like, that's Coach. That's not how they set up their schedules. Well, just pay the extra. I mean, everyone got buyouts, didn't they? No, everyone didn't get buyouts. No one got a $75 million stimulus plan where they could just do whatever they want.
I think the game really – I mean, when you look at Jimbo's an offensive coach, and his offense has sucked.
Yeah,
sucked.
It was pretty
sucked.
Wild.
I mean, he did not adapt to the college game. I mean, it was good back in the 10s, mm-hmm. but it not anymore. It just he just didn't adapt, and the Aggies paid for that.
Right.
But here's the deal is if you are, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, he used to show up kind of when he wanted to. He was here most every week, but then at the end when it got really bad and they were losing, he was just like, I ain't doing that show. F them hosts in Houston. And but it was good. Mike Elko will join us today and hopefully quite often this football season to talk Aggie football, as we are the station for the Aggies, and you will hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 playing Arizona State this weekend. We've got
all the other stations hate the Aggies. We like them.
We love the Aggies.
Aggies, just remember, yeah. If you're listening to another station, they hate you, they hate your family, and they hate your university.
Yeah,
remember that.
They make fun of you.
Just remember, they make fun of you every chance they get.
Not here. We don't do that.
Would never do that.
Never make fun of the Aggies or you know, the cheerleader thing. But anyway, 713-780-3776. I want to talk a little bit about the games, the NFL, starting tonight with the Seahawks and the Patriots.
We're so back, the NFL
I,
is.
I know.
Me and my friends in the NFL are.
How about Raj is going to be the
four
highest,
more
he's
years.
He's going to be the highest four paid person in the years. NFL.
That's right. That's the way it should be. That's the way
more
God
than
wanted
quarterbacks.
It. That's the way God wanted it. Who's more valuable, him or Baker Mayfield?
Not Baker, okay? Hold on a second. Him or Josh Allen?
Well, it's not the question. The question I ask you is who
yeah,
who makes more money for the owners,
wow,
Baker Mayfield
what
or Raj?
Terrible thing this is.
Not terrible.
Okay?
This is a great thing.
New England at Seattle tonight. I am of the listen, Mike Vrabel's a good coach. He is a good coach, and he's got them playing defense, and he had them playing defense last year, and they got to the Super Bowl. I just don't believe they're as good as they are. Now, A.J. Brown added to the offense, okay?
Uh-huh.
Dell hates Drake May. Hates Drake May.
I don't hate him. I don't believe in him. That's different.
Well, you don't believe in him, and he finished second in MVP.
Yeah,
voting.
And look what happened.
Took his team to the Super Bowl.
And look what happened.
And took his team to the Super Bowl.
Look what happened in the playoff run.
Well,
how
but we
got to
see. Let's see what happens
he
in
carried
year,
that
in
the
year
Super
three.
Sure he did.
That's awfully good going to the Super Bowl in year two.
Yeah, yeah. And then all you had to do is throw a cover six at him.
Oh, you
and
know who else did that?
Ghosts.
Dan Marino.
They never went back. So there, I guess Drake May's never going back. Look at that. We got to go anyway.
Actually, I do believe that.
Yeah, because Mike Elko's coming
Mike
up.
Elko is joining us on the other side, but we'll talk about that New England and Seattle game coming up after the
remember,
coach.
That is 1 minute
that
behind.
That is 1 minute behind. Well, you know what's not behind is the Cougs. They won 33-20, and they're playing again on Saturday night, and it's the Southern Jaguars are coming to town, and they bring their band, which is awesome. First Responders Day, celebrating the heroes who keep our community safe. All right, if first responder, you are going to be presented at the game and honored at the game. That's going to be great. You got the pageantry of college football, which is awesome. Get on out there. It's a great stadium, not a bad seat in the house. Buy your tickets today. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, wear red. This could be a magical season. They got this game, and then they got Texas Tech coming up. If they beat Texas Tech, this team could win the Big 12 and get to the playoff. And that's what the goal is. Head coach Willie Fritz's third year. Let's go. UHCougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.